proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series on the names and titles of God by looking at the title Adonai, which means my Lord. We often use names and titles as labels to distinguish one entity from another. The Bible places an important emphasis on such identifiers, especially when it comes to the names and the titles of God. In Scripture, an individual's name denoted something definite about that person. The names and titles of God are like miniature portraits of Him. God revealed those pictures to mankind in order to unveil some aspect of His character or of His work. Today we look at the word Adonai. The word Adonai has a cognate in the word Adonis, a name applied to a Greek mythological figure supposedly famous for beauty. In some places, Adonis was worshipped as a god, and his name means my Lord. However, in Hebrew, the noun Adonai, when used with a plural ending, referred exclusively to God. In the sixth chapter of Judges, when Gideon spoke to God after God called him, that judge asked, quote, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Unquote. The words my Lord translate the Hebrew word Adonai. Adon, the singular form of the word Adonai, could allude to a human authority. For example, when Hannah told the high priest Eli in the book of 1 Samuel that, quote, Know my Lord Adonai, know my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit, unquote. The patriarch Abraham was the first man to address God as Adonai, my Lord. Throughout the 18th chapter of Genesis, as Abraham petitioned God to show mercy on the city of Sodom, he used this reverent term in his conversation with God. This usage implied that Abraham recognized the sovereignty of God over human affairs and appealed to him as the judge over all the earth. The term Adonai also often occurred in the Psalms, particularly when David or others called upon God in prayer. For instance, in Psalm 35, David asked God, quote, O Lord, Adonai, be not far from me, unquote. In the 38th Psalm, David cried out, quote, Make haste to help me, O Lord, Adonai, O Lord, my salvation, unquote. The author of Psalm 110 asked Adonai to hear his voice. These individuals called upon the sovereign God to intercede on their behalf during their times of trouble. A significant occurrence of Adonai occurs in Isaiah chapter 6. We read in the opening verse, quote, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord, Adonai. How did Isaiah see God? I saw the Lord, Adonai, sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Unquote. In a context such as that, a reader might have been expecting the prophet to use a different name for God. Perhaps the covenant name for God with the Jews, which was Yahweh, or one of the earliest names for God, Elohim, the Exalted One. In connection with the vision that Isaiah described, he saw God being exalted, God lifted up so high that his train, his clothing, filled the temple. God showed himself in that passage to be the supreme ruler in human affairs. Thus the name Adonai seemed more appropriate there. We'll look at other uses of the term Adonai in the next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.